This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, don't touch that dial. You're not hearing things. Actually, you are. You're hearing the Robert Scott Bell Show live this Labor Day weekend in North America, in the United States, the origination, these United States. Going out to the world, but for some reason, we are laboring today. Actually, I'm going to be laboring through the show today because yesterday I had a grand adventure. Took a day trip to Wyoming. What? A day trip to Wyoming? I never would, in my life, never would have thought I could use those words together. Day trip to Wyoming. Yeah, I know. So, as ADHD goes, it somehow plays into it because, Super Don, you want me to tackle ADHD because it's apparently an epidemic. And I went up with my son, who is 18, and, of course, of the age where they're all supposed to be ADHD. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about the juxtaposition versus the claims that so many have ADHD and perhaps the real reasons why, if it is indeed a real thing. I don't know. Are you up for that, Super Don? I mean, you've got to be ADHD with all your grandkids running around you, knocking you over.
Yeah, I hate to use that label. I mean, Listen, I've got two grandsons. They're 3 and 2. Mm-hmm. So if you've had kids, you know that age, 3 and 2, they are everywhere. Climbing on everything, getting in everything, and you're having to run around. Look, my house is not kid-proof. I got over the kid-proof thing like years ago when my kids grew up.
Yeah.
So it's like suddenly it's just like, no, put the remote down. No, you don't need to play with the coaster. No, don't touch the TV. Hold, don't grab the dog's tail. You know, so it's a lot of fun. But ADHD, no. I don't think there's ADHD going on there. It's just
talking
kids.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, they're 2, 3 years old. If they're not running around bouncing off the walls, there's something wrong. And I'll say that as well for the school age years that seem to get younger and younger, even preschool and nursery, where they go, oh, your kid has ADHD. You will not believe the sick, I want to say a bad word here, but I'm not, doctors that are actually prescribing kids speed, methamphetamines or related drugs that are officially sanctioned by the Fear of Death Administration. And it was just this past Friday, Superdome, we had John Rappaport on talking about how many people are on psychiatric drugs. And what's the basis for putting anybody on them? There is no basis. So do this day trip. Right, we had learned about this mountain man thing from a friend that my son is now working with a little bit, and there's a Fort Bridger, Wyoming. Never heard of it, never been there. Across, it's a little kind of one horse town apparently, and every year they converge for this rendezvous. Apparently, there's a lot of these around the country. I wasn't aware of where people get together and they display their wares just like any other event or show. There's demonstrations going on. There's, you know, kind of food and drink and all kinds of stuff and competitions. And so it's like, oh, it's only a couple hours away. Let's do it. Let's go there. And we spent the day out there. And I don't feel great today, Super. I'm not complaining. I don't need the world's smallest violin. I'm just saying I'm certain I didn't drink enough water yesterday. I thought I drank enough, but it was like what would be normally enough for me back east is not enough here. So I've got like this lingering dehydration headache and stuff. And I'm just, you know, again, aware of these environs surrounding. We have to modify how we interact with the environment. And that's part of the message there, because these are people, many of whom have taught, much less lived, survival skills that most Americans, most Westerners, haven't the slightest clue about. So I'm there with my 18-year-old son, and we're walking around. We're talking to blacksmiths, gunsmiths, survival people. What do they call it? Something chippers. I think they're called, I can't remember the term now. It'll come back to me.
Chippers?
Or my son. Yeah, some kind of chipper where they'll take like obsidian or rocks of some kind and they'll chip them into tools. Oh. And, you know, it's like these things take time. You can't just like, here, press the button on the 3D printer and go away and come back and like, miracle, here they are. And my son is enthralled by this. He's like talking with the guy who is a gunsmith, and he's producing these replica, but authentic style replica guns from the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, depending on, you know, what the technology was of the day, and utilizing pretty much all of the things that they had at their disposal then to produce this stuff. So you're talking about a firearm that could be produced by, you know, machines now in hours, perhaps, to be producing in days to weeks to months, depending on the level of intensity. It's like, how you can't have ADHD at that point, because it isn't instant gratification. Just that, you know, you've got to really commit to something. And yet my son's just, his eyes are getting bigger and bigger as he's hearing and seeing, going, I want to do that. And I just found it fascinating. There were a lot of kids out there living differently. They were wearing the authentic clothing. In fact, there was like a foot race. I don't know if it's today, but it's not like you can bring your Nikes to this foot race. It's like, no. You're an authentic mountain man gear. You have to be over 40. You're wearing like moccasins. You're carrying your, you know, a replica ancient rifles. You're carrying flintlocks. You're carrying all the things that you would normally carry. And that's how the race is done. And if you just finish, it's impressive. So I just kind of went back in time a little bit this weekend, and now we're coming out with this ADHD thing. And I'm thinking, well, where does this come from? What is it? The lap of luxury. The poorest among us in the West, in America, live like aristocracy of the, you know, hundreds of years ago. And that was Liam Sheff's point some years ago when we talk about we all have slaves. It's called oil. Oil, black gold, has created a scenario where we all can live the lap of luxury. In other words, we don't have to go out. We don't have to grow our own food. We don't have to hunt and trap. We don't have to make our own clothing. Like, you know, if you kill an animal and you take its every bit of it, like the Native Americans would teach, every bit of it is used. There's no waste. I mean, even the bones are being used for things. And, you know, life was obviously much slower, and you didn't have the immediate distraction and instant gratification scenario that is such an artificial reality that I think it breeds this restlessness. There's something wrong here. Supernova, there's something wrong. And we feel it in our bones. And if you get back, I mean, it's like, what's the point of vacation? What's the point of people wanting to go out to the wilderness for a weekend or a day? It's like, to get away from what? The rat race, ironically? The fast pace? The instant gratification that is somehow not as satisfying as you think. You can't get enough fast enough to ever be satisfied. And you're like, well, I'm missing something here. How about that connection of getting into the forest, in the woods, and actually talking to people, writing, reading, creating things with your hands? And so as you threw this ADHD story out, I'm like, wow, I had an interesting experience yesterday. A reminder that it is an artificial reality we've created. Now, yes, man has always been about altering his environment to suit himself. But with the advancements in technologies and AI, artificial reality through computers, it's not a survivable reality. Because you can't eat your computer chip. And if you don't know what to eat out in the wild, you will starve and die. Although you can go to Costco, you go to the grocery stores here in civilization. And so it's quite an astounding connection. We know it intellectually, I think. Sort of. We think about it. We think we know it. You get out there and you try and do it. That's a whole different story. I don't know, Super D, have you had many of these experiences really getting out into the wilderness and going, my gosh, what an altered sense of reality we have for much of our life.
I did when I was younger. I was big in the scouting program growing up. And so I had a lot of experiences, which I, you know, I remember fondly. But in recent times, no. And, you know, listen, when we were kids,
yeah,
it was a whole different scenario back then. Because, we, as you were saying, we weren't surrounded by all, you know, the amount of chaos.
Yeah.
And really the technology.
We were out playing. We were creative. Yeah. We were imagining, and we were using the cans, kick the can, you know, whatever it was that we had at our disposal, and we would create. And that's why, you know, we've seen some doctors come out and say, you know what, it's good. Kids should just play. Let them fall down and go boom, right? Or I don't mean boom, but you know what I mean. They get bruised up, right? This is a novel concept throughout our history. It's been the way it is, and now we have, you know, the hovering helicopter moms that won't allow a kid to, you know, get a scrape for a moment, much less play in the dirt. And so, I don't know, some people say, well, what you did was rather extreme. These people are, you know, rather bizarre that they want to live out this way. No, you know, many of these people, they live in what we would call a normal Western life, but they try to get out there and tap back into our ancestry and realize what it's like to live that way and be able to survive should something horrific happen, as throughout history occasionally it does. And so now we've got ADHD diagnoses, which have no blood test, no hair analysis, no urine test, no skin test, no DNA test. There's no test for this stuff. And they put these kids on drugs who are largely what? High on sugar, inflamed intestinal walls due to vaccinations and antibiotics and additives, preservatives, coloring, flavors, glyphosate, right? We'll get into that. The oats of Nature Valley, all natural, really? All natural? We'll get into that. So they say one in what? Every, let's see, one in 10? No, it's more like one in 8 boys diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. What is that? Apparently, it's a deficiency of methamphetamines, according to doctors and what they're doing. Do we need more kids on drugs? No. We need more kids out in nature. We need more kids eating food as it used to be grown, without artificial colors, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, you name it. Getting them in the garden. And does that seem too simple of a solution to you? If it does, you're too connected to the artificial reality of which we all probably, if you're listening to this, have probably grown up with for the vast majority of your life. So, fascinating experience yesterday. If you can get out to some of these mountain man things and learn some of these skills, I highly encourage you to do so. And if you have any questions or comments, those of you watching on YouTube, I'll check in there with you. We are also on the air 5 additional days to today, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Go to robertscottbell.com. All of the links are up in the show notes, thanks to Super Don. And from here, we are going to go to what you should eat, whether it be out in the wild or back home, and it's counterintuitive based upon everything you think you know about what's healthy for you. We'll get to it after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Other Firestone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, trying to rehydrate here. Taking some extra CBD oil as well. We're going to get into why that's important, especially any of you that are depressed. Any of you that have rats that are depressed. We'll talk about what some of the discoveries are about cannabidiol and depression today in a cannabis update. Good stuff on the show today. Thanks to Super Don keeping it going, even when I could barely make it to the microphone today. By the way, this is another aspect. Real quick, I know we want to get into, and this is not an ADHD moment, but I meant one of the other juxtapositions I wanted to do from the Mountain Man event, Super Don. As you can see, if you're watching on video, I got a haircut the other day. And, you know, I go into this place, one of those national chains that, you know, it's convenient. I have an app for it. I go in, check in, sign in, get a haircut, and it's like they come up and said, do you want your haircut the same way as you do all the time, Robert? I'm like, wait a second. I'm like 2,000 plus miles away from where I got my last haircut. What do you mean the way I always get it? She's like, well, it's right here in your app. It says this, you like this number on the side. And I'm like, okay, all right. Now, granted, there's some advantages to not having to tell a new haircut or what kind of haircut you like. But my gosh, how far have we come that we can't communicate to a new haircutter, this is how I like my haircut. So I just closed my eyes, took a nap, and let her do her thing. But again, these are the things that are like, well, it's kind of cool. But does it take some of the human communication out? The challenge to communicate what it is to a new person? It isn't that exciting, or perhaps maybe that's a mere inconvenience in the age of technology. I don't know, Super Don. Not that you get your haircut ever, but...
First world problems, right?
Right? Isn't that wild? I mean,
Well, I do get my haircut. I don't have, like, a favorite barber that I've used for all of my life, but
yeah.
My haircut's pretty simple though. You know, it's like I get it cut. It's just like I like it really short and
all right.
a number two on the sides and the back tapered, with everything the top cut just short enough that I can spike it with a little bit of gel, and I'm good.
You are metrosexual, my friend, because I don't even know what that means. And I know they tell me that. I'm like, is that, if that's what it says, I believe you. I don't know what that means, but go ahead, do that. And I hopefully it came out all right. Y'all tell me if it's too short and spiky, if I'm going back to my 1970s.
Well, they can't glue the hair back on, so you're just kind of screwed. You know?
I'm kind of hosed with that. By the way, big news on the dietary front. A new study says eating cheese and red meat is actually good for you. Yeah.
No,
the kids are excited. The kids are happy. Of course, our vegetarian friends are a bit annoyed by this. But, hey, what are you going to say? Another study. This is out of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, where they do have a lot of vegetarians. They found that people that scarf down higher levels of red meat and cheese are likely to live long. Now, come on. Take it with a grain. Hopefully, it's grass-fed. I'm just going to say that. I'm hoping the cheese is raw from real animals that are eating grass, for instance. Cows. But, or goats, for that matter. But here's the problem with all of these studies. For them to say, oh, it's everybody should now eat as much meat. No. Even the study says, well, you're not telling you to eat all the meat you can eat. But the fact is that eating this red meat, apparently, which is muscle, eating animal muscles, it reduced chances of early death by 25%. Fatal heart attack decreased by 22%, according to the researchers. Now, I don't know if this is sponsored by the meat and dairy industry. Right. Everybody's going to say conflicts of interest. But what I'm here to tell you is if you eat cleanly and you observe and listen to your body, if your microbiome is healthy, your gut is healthy, you will get the signals to eat what you need to eat when you need to eat it. I'm not saying that you'll never screw up because, oh, that looks like really yummy, and you go, you feel it the next day if you're sensitive to it. If you don't, you've been raised like me on drugs, where every symptom is a deficiency of a drug. Take that drug, antacid. Right? Or now PPIs, proton pump inhibiting drugs, because you're eating the wrong thing. So healing the gut is key to this, to find out if you need red meat and cheese. And will that do your body good or not? Because there are people that survive and thrive on vegetarian diets. Who am I to say? I'm only arguing that your diet should be clean. If this justifies your reason for eating meat and cheese, I'm more power to you. I'm happy for you. But pay careful attention to how your body responds. What are your inflammatory markers? If you're not getting tested, then what are the inflammatory markers of sensation, of symptom? We've got to learn the language of our cells. I am not utilizing this to piss off vegetarians. It's just another story that shows there's not one diet that fits all. Some people will thrive on this. Some people will not. Pay attention. But nobody needs extra glyphosate. Nobody needs even a little glyphosate. Nobody is pesticide deficient. Synthetic additive, preservative, coloring, flavoring deficient. Clean, organic, wild even food. Or grow it yourself so you know what you've done to the soil, so you know about the food that you're going to eat. Folks, I know I ask a lot of you, don't I? Common sense a little bit? Anybody? We're going to do that some more when we come back from this break. Let me just see what we're going to talk about next. Oh, we got Alan Phillips. Oh, my gosh. Vaccine exemptions. Well, this is going to be good. Alan's update next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I know y'all think I'm hardcore on the health, freedom, and healing rights perspective. It's the way I like to live my life. And in fact, you know, I believe rights come from God, not from government. And I'm like, you know what, I don't like dealing with the garbage that government tries to do to try to convince you your rights come from them, which then are privileges, and they get to remove them. But if you're dealing with vaccine issues, and if your kids are going to school, public, private, maybe even homeschool, I don't know, depending on where you are, you better know what the state constitution, the state legislature, what are these laws specific to your state are. And you got to do it right. Guy helping people to do it right. For a long time now, our good friend Alan Phillips. Alan is back on. He's being maligned and attacked by the state bar in North Carolina because how dare you, Alan, help people to know what their rights are?
Yeah, the audacity of someone doing something like that. Robert, pleasure and honor to be back here with you again today. Thank you so much for having me. And I actually went back to school after being out of school for 17 years, and I picked law school because of the vaccine issue, which I stumbled on when my first son was born 24 years ago, and I just never looked back and wanted to do something more effective. There are about 130 attorneys in the U.S. that work with vaccine injury cases. I don't do that work, but I am the only attorney in the country who does the work that I do, at least anywhere near the level that I'm doing it, and that is with exemptions and waivers. And that affects not only kids in daycare and school, as you're referring to, but children at birth. Increasingly, vaccines are being required as a condition of employment. They're required, of course, for military members, families, civilian contractors, for immigrants, including foreign adopted children. It's becoming a heated issue increasingly now in custody cases, child custody cases, when parents divorce or split up and then they argue over vaccinating. So there are really many different arenas now throughout the U.S. where this question of what are my rights regarding vaccines comes up. And North Carolina is known as Vaccine Central in the pharmaceutical industry, so we're probably the dominant. There are some other states that have a strong pharmaceutical presence and vaccine manufacturers, but we may be the top one here. And I imagine I'm a bit of an embarrassment to some people, being the only one in the country who does what I do, and I'm right here in North Carolina, here at Vaccine Central. So it wouldn't surprise me if the reason I'm being targeted now by the state bar included the fact that here's the maybe top vaccine manufacturing state, and here's the only guy in the country who works with clients and attorneys and activists all over the country to help people understand and exercise their rights to refuse mandatory immunizations.
Alan, when we were on with you last, you showed up because they were attacking, and they actually, the state bar, if I'm not mistaken, was demanding your client information about these clients, which I thought there was something called client-attorney privilege, that kind of thing, that was kind of sacrosanct or sacred, like medical records in a sense, and that other attorneys have come forward of trumped-up charges from the bar there in the state, and maybe you can review that real briefly, and then we'll see where we are today.
There's a series, has been a series with me personally over a couple of years now of steps taken by attorneys who work at the state bar and whose job includes investigating North Carolina attorneys when somebody complains and says they've committed an ethical violation, which could be a number of different things. And here the issue they're jumping on is they don't like the fact that I work with clients and attorneys all over this country. And in just real simplistic terms, this is not a legal rocket science kind of issue here. Attorneys are all licensed in one or more states or territories. There's no such thing as a federal law license. Any licensed attorney can practice federal law. So I can advise people all over the country directly about federal law, and I do that on a regular basis. If any state law issues come up, I have to involve a local attorney, and I do that. I also work regularly with attorneys around the country. I've probably worked with somewhere between 200 and 300 attorneys around the country over recent years. That's a regular part of my business when it involves state law. But the law with vaccines is just different from everything else. And so I've developed informally my own area of specialization, and attorneys and their clients around the country often seek me out to help them understand how the law works with vaccines, because, again, it's different from everything else. So well, what's really, really interesting, the state bar is suing me now. They filed a lawsuit in May, and this was after they had been engaged in an investigation based on some kind of complaint. There's so many steps to this, Robert, and every one of them is just blatantly stepping over the law. But the original concern is, am I practicing law in some other state without that proper state license? Because if I was doing that, that would be an ethical violation, and I could be disciplined. And if I repeated it or it was a serious offense, I could lose my license for it. So there's an ongoing investigation. But the law of North Carolina says in order for the bar to open an investigation, there has to be an allegation of misconduct. And in just simple terms, that means they have to accuse me of doing something wrong. Well, they're not accusing me of doing anything wrong, and this is bizarre. So the whole proceeding over the last year that was just an administrative proceeding had nothing to do with a court. And this is another thing that's really weird about this whole thing. They never go to court. They don't sue attorneys. They can disbar me without ever, you know, seeing me inside of a courtroom. So why are they suing me? And I'll come back to that question in a moment. But they've been asking me for the better part of the last year, turn over your client files. And I've been saying, no, this is... I'm required to keep that confidential. My clients have rights to privacy of their information, and you're not even accusing me of doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Robert, what they are literally saying, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is literally the meaning that in the paperwork that they filed to start the lawsuit, they are saying, because I'm engaged in the what's called the unauthorized practice of law. That means I'm practicing law in some other state. I'm advising someone in Kansas about Kansas law or what have you with a North Carolina license, which would be, a serious violation. They said because I'm practicing law without a license, they have to go through all of my client files to see if I'm practicing law without a license.
Wow.
It really is that silly and that absurd, and yet they are aggressively pursuing this, and I kept saying no, because this is not a legal proceeding. And more, even more bizarre to me, Robert, about this, it's really one guy at the bar who's been aggressively pursuing me individually, and one guy who filed the lawsuit on behalf of the bar. And this guy has been named in complaints by me. There's multiple steps here, and we can go as far deep as you want to go with it, but they have literally made up facts and law, and I have proof of that. Two attorneys at the bar made up facts and law to use against me. Presumably, the only, I'm speculating here, but the only story that I see so far that fits the facts is that this was designed from the start to build a fake case against me in order to take my license. Not unlike what I see going on in Washington with the fake Russian dossier investigation stuff there, although this is, of course, a much smaller game than the one going on there. But
totally read my mind, though, Alan, because, you know, that concept of searching for things, going on fishing expeditions with, you know, no probable cause. I mean, it's a fundamental violation of our, you know, our laws, so to speak. And yet they're doing that to you as an attorney in the same context, because it's like a star chamber in a sense, except now they've come out of that chamber to sue you based on what? Is it actually going into, or are these administrative hearings only where the laws are not really applicable?
Well, as I said, the law requires them to have an accusation of me having done something wrong. It could even be something that turns out to ultimately be false or not substantiated or whatever, but they have to have that accusation or there's nothing to investigate. I mean, it's a common sense thing the way I just phrased it, but it happens to also be the law here in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So they started this whole investigation in the first place. It wasn't even a valid investigation. And when I kept saying, no, I'm not turning them over, and I just resigned myself to the fact, well, they're going to suspend my license. They're going to say, here's your last chance. I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to play your illegal game, and then they're going to disbar me. Well, they didn't do that. They sued me. And they're asking the court now to order me to hand over the client files. And I'm thinking, well, why are they even doing that? They can disbar me without ever going to court.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm speculating again, Robert, but it's the only story that I see so far that fits the facts. This is a guy who is not content with just disbarring me now. His ego is too big for that. He has to prove to me that he can get those files, because when he says jump, you jump. And if the court does order that and I keep saying no, then I end up in jail for civil contempt. So he's upping the ante here. He wants to get an order and have the threat of jail to prove to me that he can get the files and then disbar me. And I haven't done anything wrong. They won't find anything wrong, but they have in the past literally made up facts and law. I have proof of that. And they'll do it again when they don't find anything. So I'm not going to hand over the files, and we'll see how this all plays out. But there are some really interesting pieces here, Robert. One of them is that there are several complaints that have been filed against the bar attorneys.
Right.
Ironically, if you have a complaint against an attorney, you file it with the North Carolina State Bar, and if it's a North Carolina attorney, and it's against what they call you file it with what they call the grievance committee. I mean, and this is another common sense but also legal thing here. They can't investigate themselves. You know, a huge conflict of interest. But that's where the complaints start, because there's no process or procedure that I know of that is specifically contemplates the idea of somebody complaining against the attorneys who do the investigating of everybody else.
Well,
so they can't investigate themselves. It would have to be some kind of an outside independent committee then looking at the complaints against them, but they are assessing the complaints against themselves, and they're saying, no, these aren't going anywhere, no investigation here, nothing to see here, folks, move along. And, of course, that itself is a violation of...
Yeah, it is. Oh, did we lose him? He warned us that we might lose Alan. Well, get him back on the line here, because I want to carry on to the top of the hour and talk about some of these issues that we haven't addressed yet with the attack on Alan Phillips, attorney who is actually fighting for your rights, or is helping you to discover what it is you need to do to exempt yourself or your children from vaccination. Of course, it's kind of weird and backwards, isn't it? Shouldn't you have to opt in instead of opting out? Does that assume, or do they assume that they own you and your children? That you have to say, pretty please, can I not inject my kids or myself with toxic poison? We'll talk more with Alan Phillips. We'll get him back on the line. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. More powerful healing after this.
After this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know there's often like a theory about how the law is supposed to work, but we've also talked about defending rights that our founding fathers knew we had to be diligent, belligerent, and really not so polite sometimes when it comes to defense of our rights. Now, if you enter into their sandbox, the legal sandbox, you want to make sure somebody knows how to maneuver that. And that's what, of course, Alan does. Alan Phillips, our friend, and you go to vaccinerights.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You know, it should be enough to say it's against your religious beliefs, and that should be the end of it. But in certain states, they'll even say, well, you have to be a member of a bona fide religion and have the dogma written out against vaccination. Like, good luck finding that. You have to interpret it. But I believe you could do that. But still, the federal government and state governments, not necessarily following the Constitution, Alan. So you've got a job ahead of you. I mean, behind you and right now in front of you.
Well, yeah, there's a question of what is the law now. And many times people on the other side, either knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes they're very innocently but aggressively pursuing what they think is best for everybody because they've been manipulated, lied to, and believe the lies. But whether they're acting in good faith or not, many times people on the other side of exemption issues will overstep their legal boundaries. And so if you understand your rights, then you know when that's happening and you got a better chance of knowing what to do to respond to it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to jump in. I know we're really short on time here. It really flies when I'm here having fun with you. And I wanted to just sort of, if I might, summarize real quickly the issue with me against the bar, because I'm the only attorney in the country who does what I do. If they take me down, there is no one to step in and take my place. And even if there was, they wouldn't do it because they'd be next. So it really is important for not only me to do whatever I can to survive this attack, but in order to do that, I'm going to have to garner the support of people in the alternative health community, not just here in North Carolina, but around the country. And there are things people can do to help Robert that are simple and quick and easy and don't cost a dime. The solution to corruption, in sort of simple terms, is to put a spotlight on the corruption. So I'm engaged in implementing a number of steps that collectively are designed to have that end result. And one of those is just to have people sign petitions. I have a couple of petitions. If you go to vaccinerights.com, There's a link near the upper right of the homepage that says something about a witch hunt in the North Carolina State Bar. Click on that link, and there's a summary of the story here of what's going on. But there are also some links there to a couple of petitions, one for attorneys, one for non-attorneys, and fundraisers, if anybody feels moved to support on that level. Robert, there's about 270 of my clients, of the hundreds, potentially hundreds of clients affected, who have said, we don't want to turn our files over or have our files turned over. They're about to intervene into the lawsuit. There are other people besides me who have filed complaints against state bar attorneys. And, you know, the beauty of this situation, Robert, is nobody has to believe my story about they're breaking the law, they're making up facts and law, even though I adamantly say that I can prove that that's going on. The petitions are about that these people at the bar, the attorneys at the North Carolina State Bar, they are attorneys just like me. If there are complaints against them, those complaints need to be investigated. So I'm asking people to support the proposition that the complaints against them should be investigated as the law requires, although they are suppressing those complaints right now so far. Yeah. And let's let an investigation, an independent investigation, decide whether my allegations and the allegations of others who have filed complaints against the state bar attorneys are actually true or not. So you don't even have to believe me to support justice here. Justice means everybody should be held to the same standard. They can investigate and complain against me. Okay, fine. But they are also subject to investigating when people file good faith complaints against them.
Yeah, equal protection under the law, equal application, justice meaning everybody gets what they deserve. And people don't even know the definition of these words, so it's important to bring that up, Alan. And I'm, you know, I support you, you're a friend. I appreciate everything that you've done over the years and want to see you continue doing it, helping folks, and hopefully maybe one day overturn it from a conscious perspective, that there would be an opt-in option instead of an opt-out option, which would be,
My goal is to put myself out of work.
Yeah. I know that. You really care about this issue.
Nobody should ever be required to get a vaccine.
Yeah. You started because you were concerned about your own kids, and that's the way to go, folks. Listen, vaccinerights.com, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Alan, thanks for giving us the latest update, and I hope that all of my listeners will support you in your efforts as well. I'm sure they will. And then as soon as something breaks again, you just give me a holler. Superdom will get you back on, okay?
We'll do that. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. That's Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com. Hey, next hour, we talk about the difficulty of being outed as a conservative. How about if you're outed as a scientist? What could happen to you? Yeah, we're going to talk about it after the news break because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.